Something in the way she moves, looks my way or calls my name. It seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now. Most of the time, if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Their meaning, and I find myself greening in the places where I should never let me go. She has the power to go where no one else can find me, and to silently remind me of happiness and good times that I. I just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say, how she thinks or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. Doesn't much matter what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now. I guess just about all the time that if I'm well, you can tell she's with me now. She's been with me. Quite a long, quite a long, long time. Oh, listen, I feel fine.
People of Buffalo, here's to you. What does one say, Buffalonians? Yeah. Well, I love you too. I know it seems sudden. I'm very public. I'm going to show you a picture of Phoebe Sheldon. I wrote that last song. I guess maybe it's the first song I wrote that I'd want to take credit for anyway. Somewhere back in 1966, and here's a picture of Phoebe and me at about the same time, I think. Our families were close. Our families were close, and it was probably pretty much inevitable that we'd get together. So, anyway, there we were. I was hot. That may be so, but thankfully I had no clue. Anyway, think of her often, and I think of her when I play this next song. I don't know why, because I don't know what the song means. I still have not quite figured it out. We were ring around the rosy children. They were circles around the sun. Never give up, never slow down, never grow old, never die young. Well, sure. picture of the frozen man. I'll show you. There he is. Grizzly looking bastard. They found him looking like that, and they took his picture. They dug him up and took his picture. He'd been in the ice for 100 years, way up above the Arctic Circle in that godforsaken place where the sun hardly ever shines. And they dug him up and they took his picture, which just goes to show you that you're never really safe, you know. You're never... He doesn't look like he's been dead for 100 years. I'd say maybe 20, 25 tops. Looks great. Looking good in his picture. He was part of a polar expedition that was attempting to find a passage from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean by sailing over Canada and over Alaska, which turned out to be a terrible, terrible idea. They were caught in the ice. Here's an artist's rendition of them caught in the ice. Actually looks kind of cozy in there, kind of cheery. They're sitting around swapping yarns and smoking tobacco. Actually, it was a freezing hell, and they all perished over a period of a couple of years. I'm sorry to break it to you like that, but it was a long time ago, and I've gotten over it. Gotta move on. Carry on. That's right. Anyway, sometime after I wrote the song about the frozen man, when I read the article in the National Geographic, I just looked at the pictures and read the little captions underneath, because some of you may know what I mean. I just didn't have the time for all that text. I don't even know what issue of the National Geographic, because they all seem the same. They all have the same yellow border and the picture on the front, you know. They're dated, but it's you know, Roman numerals. You can't figure it. But sometime after I wrote the song, someone sent me this picture of a newspaper they picked up in the checkout line of a supermarket. So I wasn't the only person to get the idea of reanimating the frozen man. Doesn't make it any less ridiculous. Here we are. God have mercy on the frozen man. I'll let you have a. I'll leave you with a picture of some snow.
Foot of my bed,
blessed angel, the mercy of a life and from my dead. My brothers and the others were lost at sea. I alone have returned to tell thee. Raised in Liverpool by the sea, that ain't who I am. Lord, have mercy on the frozen man. He took a lot of money to start my heart, just to fake my lake and to buy my eye. The newspapers call me state of the art, and the children, when they see me, they cry. Well, I thought it'd be nice just to visit my grave, see what kind of tombstone I might have. There lay my wife and daughter, it seems so strange. Both of them dead and gone from extreme old age. I say when I die, make sure I'm gone. Don't leave them nothing to work on. You can raise your arm, you can wiggle your hand, unlike myself. So you can wave goodbye to the frozen man. Goodbye. I know what it means to freeze to death, to lose a little life with every breath, to say goodbye to life on earth, to come around again.
God have mercy on the frozen man. I went a while thinking that my song there was about that guy with his lips frozen off in the first frame. But, you know, it takes a while to sometimes to understand what a song's about. And I've decided that that song is really about my dad, who himself was a polar explorer. He met my mom in Boston. Here's a picture of my dad, actually, in the Antarctic in 1956. And he went to the Antarctic about 6 months after moving my entire family 1,000 miles from my mom's home sort of stomping grounds in Massachusetts down to North Carolina, and then he headed out and went to the South Pole for a couple of years. But here's a picture of my mom, too, and around the same time. I think she's thinking about, well, she's thinking about murder, but she's... A gun is so definitive, and it's so loud, and knives, so close. Anyway... No, she was probably thinking about her family so far away and all of the five screaming kids nipping around her ankles, and her husband way far away in the South Pole. Anyway, I've got a picture of them together I want to show you, too. come. This next song we'd like to do. It's a song about the restorative and recuperative powers of love, true love, actually. It's a true story.
On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool from a tree full of fools who can't believe his eyes. Imagine my surprise. 'Cause I was a mean old man, I was an ornery cuss, I was a dismal den, I made an awful fuss. Ever since my life began, man, it was ever thus. I was a nasty tyke who was hard to like. I had to misbehave, I did things in reverse, refused to wash or shave. I was horrid to my nerves, I got back what I gave, which only made me worse. I had to have my way, which was bleak and gray. Oh dear, living in here, 100 years of rain, such a drag, this bridge is to rags, and just myself to blame, the dirty low-down shame of it all, dirty low-down shame. Silly me, silly old me, somewhere outside my mind. Clever you, walking me through, willing to leave the blind just in the nick of time. So who gets a second chance? Who gets to have some fun? Who gets to learn to dance before his race is run? Who gets to shed his skin? Who comes up born again? Who was a mean old man till you turn him into a golden retriever? Puppy dog.
I'd like to take a couple of moments to introduce the band, ladies and gentlemen. A great composer, a great recording artist in his own right, terrific keyboard man, Mr. Larry Golding. Mr. Larry Golding. He has a recent release of fresh music out called the Larry Golding's Quintet, which is, or Quartet. Quartet. Sounds like five people, and it's only four. Actually, I think there may be actually copies of that very same disc floating around the building tonight, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Larry Golding's. Time for us to reveal the Gadmatic. Gadmatic. For Steve Gadd, who can't be on this tour. Hurry while surprise lasts. Anyway, this next song has sort of a gimmick to it, too. It's a song that sounds, it's a highway song, another traveling song called My Traveling Star. And it sounds best when it's sung with a full chorus. My wife sings with a chorus called the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, and we got a number of those choral members to come up to the barn where Larry and I rehearse, and we recorded with them and shot them, and filmically. So if you see people appear on the screen during the course of this next tune, it's just a movie and they can't hurt you. My Traveling Star.
Over all of those born St. Christopher's Day. They hunger for home, but they never stay. They wait by the door, they stand and they stare. They're already out there. They're already out there. My daddy used to ride the rail. As smoke, tough as nails, my dad.
My star,
coming back home was like going to jail. The sheets and the blankets and babies and all. No, he never did come back home. Never that I recall. Never mind the wind. Never mind. Never mind traveling dog named Blue.
My traveling dog, my traveling dog.
A big old stove and a fireplace too. Told me she loved me like it was true.
I knew I should stay, I knew I would go.
Run, run, run away. Run, run, run away, boy. Run before the wind, run before the rain. Over yonder hill, just around the bend. Never asking why, never knowing. Bury my feet down in the ground. Claim my name from the lost and found.
And let me believe this is where I belong.
Shame on me for sure. Sing me one more highway song.
Again, members of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. Yeah. Here's a picture of the Troubadour Cafe at the corner of Santa Monica and Doheny in Los Angeles, Santa Monica and Doheny. If you look up, in some dictionaries, if you look up dive or joint, there'd be a little picture that looks just like that. I played there a lot in the early 70s. That picture can't have been taken in the early 70s because the cars are wrong, for one thing, and the people would have, they'd have their costumes on if they had been the early 70s. Purple haze would be all in their brains. But I played there, every time I played there in the early 70s, I played with Carole King. Here's a picture of Carol, bless her heart. It's a great big old roomy heart. That's right. And she and I, here's the band that we were playing in. This is terrible when you come out for an evening out and somebody shows you a slideshow of his photo album. It's like some kind of a nightmare. Could get this at Aunt Betty's. That guy right next to Carol who looks like he should be on the Smith Brothers cough drop box. It's Lee Sklar, a legendary bass player, great player. Leland Sklar. He's Sklar, and then that's Carol next to him, and up above Carol there, that's Cooch, my old pal Cooch, Danny Korchmark. Yeah. And the person standing next to Cooch, who looks like Joni Mitchell with a mustache, is me. Looks like I forgot to eat again. And there at the back, I think that's Ralph Schuckett. I'm not sure, but I think that's where. I'll do some research on that. I'll get back to you. Anyway, that was the band, and every night I would go out to the balcony while Carol was on doing her portion of the set, and it was worth your life to go out to the balcony because it was there was no protection and you were probably too stoned to be out there, and it was rickety. It was nothing but rickety. It was rickety if it was anything. If you look up rickety, no, it's. anyway, she was playing this song night after night, and I was working it up on the guitar, and she heard my version of it. Now, Carol was about to go back into the studio and record a beautiful album, as it turned out. And I knew this was one of her best songs, so this is a sort of a testament to her generosity that she insisted that I have the first shot at it and record it first. So you got your Carole King, you got your Joni Mitchell. I got Joni Mitchell to sing backups on it. She was my, I don't know what you'd say, I wouldn't say that she was my bitch or anything. So we were each other's bitch, is what it was. And I was her bitch too. Yeah. And so you got your Joni Mitchell, and you got a friend coming at you.
When you're down in trouble and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, just close your eyes, think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up, oh, even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call on me, and I'll be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky high above you should grow dark and full of clouds, and that old cold north wind should begin to blow, just keep your poor head together now. Summer or fall, now you're really all you gotta do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. Oh, ain't it good to know you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you, yes, and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running as fast as I can, see you again. Don't you know about that winter, spring, summer, or fall? Oh, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. You got a friend. good to know that you got a friend walking, talking and everything, friend. Well, I say everybody here tonight in Buffalo, no matter how low they made you go sometimes, yeah, ought to take some consolation in one thing. Got a
lovely flowers. Thank you. My dog loves me. I used to have a pig that loved me. Yes, Mona, but that's another sad tale. Sad and twisted tale. Right, sir, seam ruler R, that a D. This is the electric guitar. Great improvement, of course, over the gas and steam guitars that preceded it. Guitar history. Not even to mention the horse-drawn guitar at all. Wind-powered guitar. Good. We're going to play this next song and then take about a 20-minute break. I don't know why. Really. It's written right here. Let me come back and do the second set. Perfectly good set, really, in most respects. It's all downhill from the Gadmatic, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, we're going to play this next tune. Take a short break. I don't know what to suggest you do. We'll turn on the lights. You can talk amongst yourselves. Larry and I will we'll go backstage and think about what we've done, I think. And after that, we'll probably bong some ludes or something.